9. Welcome to Fort Sinister. The kidnappers ran down the hillside with the boys bumping on their backs. They threw them into the bottom of their boat, a small, clearly Roman ship, with a very badly made bog burglar flag flying from the mast. The kidnappers set sail in the opposite direction to the land of the bog burglars.
"Where are we going?" moaned Fishlegs.
"My guess is next stop Fort Sinister," replied Hiccup.
"Your witty friend, she is right," sneered the first kidnapper, removing his false beard. "You are having the honour to be kidnapped by the glorious Empire of Rome, and we is taking you to the noble fortress of Sinister."
"Yippee,"
said Fishlegs gloomily.
"You can be shutting up now,"
said the first kidnapper, and the boys shut up. The wind was very strong. Within an hour they had left the safety of Woden's bathtub and were entering the tricksy currents and needle-sharp rocks of the mazy multitudes. This was a bewildering muddle of thousands of small islands some miles south of the Isle of Berg, many with gigantic sea cliffs. Its eerie atmosphere led most Vikings to believe it was haunted. Huge black mountains with grim scrabbles of rock rose on either side of them. The greasy sea swirled underneath, with every now and then a pointy rock appearing out of nowhere in the mist, so that the second kidnapper had to swiftly steer the boat clear. The closer they got to the Roman headquarters, the less wildlife there was around them. Woden's bathtub had been alive with dragons of all shapes and sizes, screaming and catcalling to each other and skimming across the waves, keeping an eye out for fish. Seals slumbered fatly on the rocks. Birds wheeled in the sky, zooming down on any morsels of fish that went astray during dragon fights. But as they neared the fort, the seas around them became a desert. Not a bird called, not a fish jumped. The reason for this was clear when they spotted two dead slither hawks all tangled up in a gigantic net hanging from a cliff face.
"And they call us barbarians," sniffed Fishlegs.
Hiccup began to feel a bit sick, and then his heart skipped a beat. He could hear the sound of dragons screaming, the same noise that they had heard through the mist in Woden's bathtub. It was a sound that chilled the blood and frayed the nerves, like a sword being sharpened screechily on a stone. He swallowed hard.
"I think we're about to meet the Romans," he said.
Sure enough, the appalling hullabaloo of terrified and furious dragons grew louder and louder and louder. Then they rounded a corner, and there, before them, impossibly huge and spooky, stood Fort Sinister. Their mouths flopped open in astonishment. Vikings are used to fairly simple living conditions, a chief just has a larger hut than anybody else, so they had never seen anything the size of Fort Sinister before. The island of Sinister was surrounded by enormous black cliffs, plunging dizzily down to jagged rocks. On top of these cliffs, the Romans had built the biggest fort you could possibly imagine, covering the entire island. The wind shrieked through its awful towers and great, grim cages. The sea seeped through its iron gates and into its terrible dungeons. It was a fort as black and bleak as the rocks it was made out of. In the middle was the consul's palace, a gorgeous villa built around a central courtyard with an ornamental fountain. Next to the palace was an enormous wooden amphitheatre, and beyond that were the soldiers' barracks. Countless numbers of dragons were being held in 50 enormous iron cages, with no shelter from the wild wind and bitter cold of the inner isles. No wonder they were screaming. Beyond that were slaves' quarters and kitchens and exercise yards for the horses and training grounds for the gladiators and little temples for the gods and heated swimming baths for the consul and senior soldiers and stores of ammunition and gigantic equipment for breaking a barricade and field after field of crops. And this entire massive area was encircled by high wooden fences, with watchtowers manned by sentries every 100 metres. 4 enormous observation balloons sailed overhead. These balloons were powered by the flaming breath of a dragon kept in a cage just above the basket, and they were manned with more sentries, keeping a sharp eye out for escapees or invaders.
"Wow," breathed Fishlegs at last. "No wonder the Romans have conquered most of the world. It's just amazing they haven't conquered us."
"Yet," said Hiccup grimly, "and what I'm worrying about is how on earth we're going to get out of here."
The kidnapper sailed right up to the wooden entrance gates. These were in themselves impossibly huge, doors larger than some of the sea cliffs on Berg. As they neared, there were cries from the sentries in the watchtowers, and the great doors opened to let them in. They sailed through the open gates, right into the heart of the fortress, and the doors shutting behind them were like the closing of a shark's mouth. The second kidnapper gave the boys a glittering smile as they moored the boat.
"We is welcoming you to Fort Sinister," he said.